Rav David Yoel is being mechadish that the Afroi Shal Yitzchak could be. You don't have to say al derech hapshat like the Marsha says that it was the Afer of the Ayil that was Tachas Yitzchak. Geshmak hapshat. But it's not muchach. You don't necessarily have to say that. It could be that the Afrei Shal Yitzchak means, according to the Radak, and it's Mavurish that way in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and the Radal fleshes it out based on a Teiros Kayanim, that when Yitzchak was put, Mimalo Eitzim, the Eitzim was already on top of the Eish. And being that the Eitzim was already on top of the Eish, so it's for that reason he was lying on the fire. And to the extent that he was lying on the fire, it's inevitable that Al Pi Derech HaTeva, that he didn't get a little bit burnt. And if he got a little bit burnt, that created a little bit of Deshen. And that's the Afrei Shel Yitzchak. Demis is that Reb David Yoel, in this shtickle, he says that if you go through the piyutim and the yoitzris in different places, when they talk about the akedah, it's very mashba that way. I'll just mention one. I'm a Polish, I don't say so much yoitzris, but this I say. In Hoshanis, on Hoshana Rabbah, we say, L'man ben hanekad al eitzim ve'esh. Eish? Where was he on the Eish? He was only on the Eitzim. He brings several such riyas. He says it's clear from the Piyutim that this is the way it is. He actually asks it as a Tmiyah on the Barbanel and on others that maybe suggest that's not what happened. It's Mamish Mefurish and all the Yoitzris, right? Talk about submission, the Yoitzris. It's Mefurish and the Yoitzris that this is the way it has to be. But either way, there was one Ha'ara, Shtikal Briska Ha'ara, that bothered me a little bit. So Rav David Yoel's timing, what was the Afrei Shel Yitzchak? It was the fact that he got burnt a little bit. That burning of Yitzchak, what was that? Oops, he got a little bit burnt. That's the Afrei Shel Yitzchak. The Marsha's learning that the Afrei Shel Yitzchak is the deshen of a carbon. It's the deshen of a carbon. It's a reach nichayach. When Yitzchak Avinu got burnt, he didn't get burnt b'teiros carbon. He got burnt because, you know, wrong place at the wrong time. At the end of the day, you know, you should have told me this a minute earlier. Whatever it was, so like this, I would have saved myself. Oops, I got burnt. I need to put something on the. It's a little bit chaser, I think, because Afrei Shel Yitzchak l'chayra meant deshen from a korban from a reach nichayach a teretz koyanim digesreifa. Not stam as a sreifa baal. This was a little bit of an art that bothered me, but maybe you could say, and maybe in the world of chumash lundis, that there's a little bit of emes to this, and that is behektim. We mentioned last night that if you go through the briska shiurim on the akedah, chumashir that is, there's a theme that underpins the shiurim. And that is ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak. Even though the akedah took place actually on Mishkan, and you would have thought then that the vayiven Avram Mizbeach was a bama, and it should be governed by all the halachas that govern the karbonis of Bnei Nayach, or at the very least the karbonis of bamois of Far Matan Torah, but it's mavur from many rayas, not that way, and it's based on the diktuk in the Lashon Rambam, ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak, not b'mokam ha-mikdash, but ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak. There's another theme that underpins the briska shiurim, and I heard this from Rabbi Avraham Yeshua Shlita, and it's in the shiurim from Rav Meir, and it's in the shiurim for Rav David, and that's a yisoy that they say over Rav Chaim. This is a real, real kachrim digi yisoy. It's not something we'd be able to really handle if we weren't holding teeth in the middle of Masech Mizrachim, but again, it's davar v'itei matoy because we are, and that is, Rashi says in Chumash that after the Malach came and told Avram, "Al tishlach yotcha al anav, al tasle me'umo, ki at yodat kirei likimata b'lei chasach des binchas yichidcha mimen." Amar Rab Abba. Rab Abba said, "Amar le Avram." Everyone knows this medrash. Afarish lefonecho isi chasi. I want to share my heart with you a little bit. Esma l'amartali. Yesterday you told me ki biyitzchak yikar lechazara. V'chazarta v'yamarta kachno es bincha. What's going on over here? I'm so confused. Eibishta, help me out here. Yesterday you told me, ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. I was so excited. Wow, I waited 100 years for Yitzchak, and through Yitzchak I'm going to be zoicha to have a hemshach. Then you told me, kachno es bincha, es yochidcha, asher ahavta, v'aleu lo'ilo. I said, okay, I thought, but I guess I was wrong. And now you're telling me again, Al tishlach yotcha lana. Forget, I guess reaffirming kibi yitzchak yikar lechazara. So Avram turns to the Eibishna and he says, Afarish lecha sichasi. I'm just being honest with you. I'm going to be honest. I'm being a little vulnerable. Explain to me what's going on. I bet you can't make sense of everything. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Loi achale brisi umoitza sefasai loi ashana. That's a pasuk in Tehillim, Capital Pei Tes. Loi achale brisi. I never intended on being mechale my bris. But at the same time, I'm not lying either. Everything that I said is ois kahalten in tachlis or emes. When I told you, take Yitzchak v'aleo lo'oilo, moitzei sfosai lo yashana, I wasn't being mishana di kibi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. You know why? Because lo yamarti l'cha shachteyu. I never told you to shachti Yitzchak. Ela haleyu. I told you to put him on the mizbech. Nu, asakte, you put him on the mizbech. Achse, you took him down. Where did I lie? Everything is exactly the way I told you. This is one consistent continuum of the haftachis and tzivuyim. I said kibi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. I told you take Yitzchak, put him on the mizbech, take him down. That's it. So where's the stira? There's no stira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Avram Avinu's Afarish lefanecha esichasi is le'achal obrisi u'moitzes fasai lo'yashana. So in Shir they bring, the Reb Chaim said, there were two things that bothered him very, very much about this chazal. Erstens, it sounds like when Avram Avinu took Yitzchak and he put him on the Mizbeach and was ready to shecht him, he was pasha making a tois. The Eivish explained to him, lebesoif, you mamish made a big mistake. Lo yamarti l'cha shachteyu. I told you shachteyu. What did I say? Kachno es bincha, es yichitcha, asher ahavta es Yitzchak, v'lech l'cha l'eretz ha-mayriya, v'haleyu sham lo'ilo. Okay, put him on and then take him off. You're taking out a messer? Al tishach yotcha l'anar v'tazel. What are you doing? I never told you to do that. Right? Asak ne'achse. That means when Avram Avinu went and he was gonna shech Yitzchak, it was really all batois. So if Chaim said, if that's the case, it comes out, the whole nesoyin of that kedah was one big mistake. It means David was never even mitzave him to shech Yitzchak. So what was the nesoyin? Avram Avinu made a tois. He thought the Eivishter told him to shech Yitzchak and he was willing to do it. I hear it's a meir de gezach. Oh, but it comes out that the nesoyin of that kedah was never really a nesoyin. Avram Avinu just didn't fashtay. He misinterpreted the sugya over here. And as a result, he thought that there was an asoyan over here. He was taka prepared to do it. Here, so let's give Avram Avinu schalak in Eina Mitzvah Vaisna. Man, you tried hard. You know, somebody thinks that something is the right thing to do and he tries to do it and it doesn't work out. Obviously, there's a shtickle schar for such a person. There's nothing to talk about. Oh, but this is that kate. That kate mifashtay is given at Sivoy. And he's willing to observe that Sivoy. And because of that, he's getting tremendous word. It turns out there was never such a tzivoy. There was never such a tzivoy. Avram Aminu made a toys. He thought there was a tzivoy. How could it be that the nesoyin of the arcade there was never really a real nesoyin? Avram Aminu kilu created the nesoyin by his misinterpretation of what the Eibishter meant. Again, the Eibishter is being menasa Avram. This is considered the gagal gag nesoyin. Turns out it was never really there's no nesoyin to take your son, put him on the mizbech, and take him off. Right? There's no such nesoyin. And if that's really what Kadosh Baruch was telling Avram Aminu, that means there was never really a heftz of a nesoyin. How could it be the nesoyin of the arcade there was never really a nesoyin? Because that's what emerges from this Rashi. This is the first Kash Reb Chaim asks. The second Kash Reb Chaim asks is that it comes out of Avram Avinu completely misunderstood what the Eibishter wanted from him. The Eibishter wanted him to take Yitzchak and put him on the Mizbeach and then take him off. Avram Avinu somehow thought that he wanted him to be a Karban and he wanted to shecht him. And in the words of Reb Meir Soloveitchik, "Vi is das as a novi fashteit nish vos meretzem." I'm gonna be. This is like Tanachit. This is like the Dara Flog. David says, "Valer loyal, put him on the mizbech." And Avram Avinu shows up with a machelas. What's going on over here? Completely misinterpreted what was going on over here. How could it be? This is an assignment of that kedah, by the way. Wie's das as a novi versteht nicht was mir jetzt sein? Das neue Trab kein gestellt. Aber Amar Marna Grach. So Marna Grach said that if you look carefully at what the Eibishter told Avram Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, take Yitzchak v'haleyu sham lo'ayla. He told him that I want you to bring him on the Mizbeach as a carbon oil. He never told him to shecht him, right? He never said that. All he told him was v'haleyu lo'ayla. Now it's poshit that when he told him v'haleyu lo'ayla, what he meant was that you should bring him as a carbon oil, right? Because that's what it means, v'haleyu sham lo'ayla. See, he meant that you shouldn't just put him on the Mizbeach. V'haleyu sham lo'ayla means you should put him on the Mizbeach b'toyras oil. And when Avram Avinu is going to take Yitzchak and he's going to put him on the Mizbeach, he's going to put him on the Mizbeach b'toyras, like a Kohen who's taking the Emurim of a carbon and he's putting it on the Mizbeach. Right? Halot Tchilas Haktari, the Halot in Yerdu Lo Yalu, right? All those sugyas. He's taking Yitzchak and he's putting him on the Mizbeach. Now, although Reb Chaim said HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told Avram Avinu that he should go ahead and shecht him, Avram Avinu had alein verstanden that he has to shecht him. Because was tut man mit a carbon? A carbon has dinim. And one of the dinim of a carbon is you have to shecht it. And then there's a din you have to do Kabbalah, and then you have to do Eloch, and you have to do Zrika, and you have to do Akhtara. But here's the point. The point is HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told Avram Avinu mefurish that I want you to shecht. All he told him was V'haleo li'oyla. And again, it's self-understood and implied that the obligation afterwards of Avram is going to be to go ahead and is going to shecht him. When Avram Avinu is told by the Malach, Al tishlach yotcha el anar, va'al tas loy mu'uma, what the Malach was telling Avram Avinu is that I'm being mafkia now, the chiyah, for you to go ahead and to do a shechita and to go weiter with the seder avoida of this carbon. And that the kiyum of the Haleu La'ayla is going to be with that itself, and there's no obligation and no responsibility for you to go ahead and to do more. In other words, the understanding of Haleu La'ayla is take Yitzchak, put him on the Mizbeach B'Teres HaKrava, and then afterwards do what you do with a carbon, which is go ahead and do a shechita. What the Eibishter tells Avram, Al tishlach yotcha v'anar v'atas lo l'uma, is that what you did is great, and when you took Yitzchak and you put him on the Mizbech B'Teres Oila, that was a hakrava of Oila. But at the same time, even though you're making a cheshbin and you're assuming that you're supposed to go weiter, this is where I'm telling you no. This is where I'm telling you, Al tishlach yotcha v'anar v'atas lo l'uma. But here was the point. The Eibishter told Avram Avinu, Shecht Yitzchak. Right? Here's the whole punchline. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Shecht Yitzchak. And then he would have said, Al tishlach yotcha l'anar v'atas lo l'uma. So it comes out, Avram didn't have to do what the Eibishter had l'chatchila told him to do. So he told me, Shecht him. Now you told me, don't Shecht him. What's going on over here? I'm so tzimished. So the Eibishter tells Avram Avinu, it's never what I told you. What I told you was, V'haleu lo'ilo. That was what I said. I said you should put him on the Mizbeach, B'toiris HaKravas Oilo. And you got that right. Now you're assuming that if I'm putting him on the Mizbech, B'Teres Oilo, there's going to be a part two. What's the part two? Now you're going to have to go ahead and shecht him. And now you're going to have to firoiz, and you're going to have to do all the avoidas. What I'm telling you now is, Al tishlach yotcha l'anar v'al tas lo l'uma. In the words of Rameir, in kein kishaba hadibul acha mikein al tishlach yotcha lanar hoyezeh hafka meikrat tzivui shen etzdava. I'm sorry. Avol kivon shatzivu hayurak laloisoi ela shememelu muchrach mizeh shetzorich lekayim biyitzchok es kol dinei akrovet shal hakarbon kidei shetiskayim bar dinei alo bekarbon. In kein kishaba hadibul acha mikein al tishlach yotcha lanar loy hufka rak mi dinei akrovet sheyesh by mikanu labo. The hafka is only the dinei akrovet that's mikanu labo. Obe v'nimtzo da alo b'sh It comes out that Avram Avinu was mekayim the tzivu v'aleu l'oilo. Had the tzivu been shecht, and now al tishach yotcha l'anar v'atas lo l'uma, so it comes out the Eibush is being chayzer for when the original tzivu was. The original tzivu was shecht. Now, don't shecht. What's going on over here? Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so confused. I don't understand what's expected of me. Zokta Kodesh Baruch Hu, no, I didn't change anything. I didn't change anything. Rather, lo yachalu brisi, umoitza sfasai lo yashana. Kishamarti lecho kach, moitza sfasai lo yashana. Lo yamarti lecho shachteyu, elo haleyu. A sick day you put him up, achse you took him down. What is this answer of Reb Chaim's kashas? Reb Chaim's kasha was that it sounds like Avram Avinu thought he was supposed to bring a carbon, and it turns out he was never supposed to bring a carbon. It was just a sick day and achse. Reb Chaim said, can't be. Because that would mean as Sedo Anovi was Vashteinish was Meretza. And that would be that the Nesoyin of the Akedah was never really a Nesoyin. He was never told to bring a carbon. He was just told, put him on the Mizbech and take him off. And Avram Avinu just misunderstood. The Teretz is he was told to bring a carbon. There's no question that he was told to bring a carbon. He was told Va'aleo Lo'ilo. He was told Va'aleo Lo'ilo. And the gather of that halal was a halal of a carbon. Not just put him on the Mizbech. Do a halal of a carbon. Avram Avinu assumes, if that's the case, now I have to go weiter. And it could be that's even the way it was supposed to be. But I'll tell that's mafkiya that, but at the end of the day, I didn't change anything, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I told you to bring him as an oila, and lemaisa you taka went, and you brought him as an oila. The way they say over the Reb Chaim and Shir is that Reb Chaim understood that there was a chiddush in the Teiras HaKrova of Yitzchak. And that is, ordinarily, the Chiyuv Halah, the Din HaKtar that you have of a carbon, is only after you do the Shechita, after you do the Kabbalah, after you do the Halacha, and after you do the Zrika. There's no musig of taking a carbon while it's alive, V'Haleu La'Oila. There's no such mitzias. There's no such mitzias. But Reb Chaim was learning up that Avram Avinu's Chiyuv of Haleu La'Oila was actually Niskayim when he went ahead and he put him on top of the Mizbeach. Right? What Avram Avinu thought was there was going to have to be another move, Kamashpul or not. But the Iker Chiyiv of Aleu La'Oilo, that was something that Avram Avinu had actually done when he took Yitzchak as a live person and he put him on top of the Mizbeach. Said Reb Chaim that it was Neschadish here, that there's a concept of a Halah, of a carbon, afil mechaim. And that was one of the chidushim of the Akedah. Ordinarily, the only time you could do a halah, an akhtara of a carbon, is after you do the avodah sadam. But what was neschadish by the Akedah was, that even on the avodah sadam, mechaim, take Yitzchak, v'aleu li'oilo, while he's alive, and while he's alive, you should go ahead and put him on the mizbech, you should be maktim. Ordinarily, you can't bring a carbon, b'teiras halah, and b'teiras akhtara, unless you first preceded it with the dalet avodahs. Reb Chaim was saying that the tzivui of the Haleu Li'oilu was that even though he's alive right now, you can do it under Shechita Kabbalah Ilach HaZrika. The only reason there's a Shechita is because the Mais is Fartan Oilu, and you put him on the Mizbeach, and the assumption is to go ahead and do a Shechita Kabbalah Ilach HaZrika. But this Halah is independent of the Shechita Kabbalah Ilach HaZrika, and simply putting him on the Mizbeach, that in and of itself was Mekayim Halah. This is what Reb Chaim said. In the Shurim, they say that the Biskurov had two Hoysafas, each one is not Shaykh. The first Hoysafah that the Biskurov said is that we know Chazal referred to Yitzchak as an oila tmima. And the Biskurov said, oila tmima, right? You always find that lashon, oila tmima can marry a shivcha, oila tmima can't leave Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean that Yitzchak was an oila tmima, as opposed to what? As opposed to an oila balmum? What shaykhis? What's this nusach that Yitzchak was an oila? Every carbon has to be a tamim. That Yitzchak was an oila tmima. The chiddush is because Yitzchak was kariv al gabi amizbeach, said the Biskurov. That's what Reb Chaim was mechadish. That there was a hakrova. The valeu la'oila was a hakrova. It was a maisa halah al gabi amizbeach. That's what it was. It was taka maisa halah. It was a halah michayim. It was a halah on a tmima. That's a chiddush. Because every single time you find the idea of Allah, there's a shechita first. There's nituach, you have all these different zachim. But here you go ahead and you do a halah on something that's tamid. The valeu la'ilu was a kiyum of halas carbon. Agami was Michayim. And it's for that reason, said Mar Nagris, that's why Chazal always made a big deal about the fact that he's an oil of tmila of kafakert. It was chal, it was neskayim in Yitzchak Gutayras Akrova, Bitoyras being in a matziv where he has no mum, and that's this lashon, this nusach that you find of an oil of tmila. Another hisafa that Mar Nagris said is the Malach tells Avram, Al Tishlach Yotcha Lanar, one, Val Tasloy Ma'uma, two. Right? Tells him two things. So Rashi says, Al Tishlach Lishchot. Amaloi. So Avram Avinu starts negotiating. He says, I want to do something. Let me take out a little bit of dam. You can't even do that. You can't take mum. So the Biskurov said, why did Avram Avinu so badly want to be moitzi a little bit of dam? So the Svar Makdoshim talk about this Indian. But why did Avram Avinu want to be moitzi dam? So Biskurov said, Gvaldik. Because the way Reb Chaim was Masber, Yitzchak had already a din oilam. And when Avram Avinu put Yitzchak al gabi amizbeach, it was done b'teiras halah. It was a not stama halah ba'al. I told you to put him up. I told you to put him down. Can't be. The valeu la'oilo Avram atkut fashtamin. It was to bring him b'teiras garben. He assumed you have to go vaikner. Now what did the Eibush to tell him? Al tishlach yod chalana. Don't do shchita. So Avram Avinu says, okay. So there's no shchita, but I know kachim. You still have to do zrika, right? You still have to do zrika. So just because there's no shchita, that doesn't mean there's no zrika. Why did Avram Avinu assume you have to do a shchita? Because if it's an oilo, daf mitanat shchita. Well, if it's an oilo, said Mar Nagris, daf mitanat zrika. So he said, what does he want to do with the dam? He wants to do a zrika. Because for Oilam, he was supposed to do dalet avodis. Al tishlach yod chalanar is afka on shchita. Lishchoy tzok rashi. Abavos is mit zrika. Don't even do a zrika. There's nothing else to do. Don't even be moitzi that little bit of dam. But then Marna Gris, that's the punchline of al tishlach yod chalanar. Don't do shchita. Vataslam, don't take a little bit of dam. Don't get it. You see why we can only do this, why we're learning zvachim, right? Vataslam uuma. Because she. Vataslam uuma be moitzi. a little bit of that, not Ayudei Shechita. So you'll be able to go ahead and you'll be able to do a Zrika. But Al Kaponim, Reb Chaim was Mechadish, that when Avram Avinu took Yitzchak and he put him on the Mizbeach, he didn't stop put him on the Mizbeach, put him up, put him down. It was a hakrovas oila. Ordinarily, hakrovas oila, the avoid of halal, which is tchilas haktara, that avoid ordinarily is only done after you do dalet avoid of sadam. With Yitzchak, it was neschadish, that there's a concept, you can be mekayim the mitzvah of halal, that avoid, even on an oila tamimo, even while Yitzchak is 100% fine. The natural progression of that halal would have been to do the avoidus, which is what Avram Avinu understood he had to do, which is why the Malach had to come and tell him, "Atishlach yotcha lanar lishchoit, v'altasmei me'umo lizroik." But Al Kaponim, that's the hemshich of what's going on. But one thing you see from this Reb Chaim, and that is that when Yitzchak Avinu was put on the Mizbeach, far the Shechita, it was b'toiras hakrovas carbon. Instant put him on the Mizbeach ba'alma. He put him there b'toiras carbon. If that's the case, if he was on top of the Eitzim that were on top of the Eish, and he got a little bit burnt, that Sreifa was a Haktara. And if that Sreifa is a Haktara, that Afreshal Yitzchak, that Rav David Yoel Weiss is saying, L'chayre is an Afreshal Yitzchak of Deshen of the Mizbeach. It's the result of a Haktara. If it's the result of Akhtara, it has the koyach of the Reach Nichoyach. That's Afrei Shal Yitzchak in Zvachim Samech Beis. That's Afrei Shal Yitzchak in Brachis Samech Beis. That's Afrei Shal Yitzchak in Tainis Tezayin. That's Afrei Shal Yitzchak in Rashi in Pash Bechukoyse B'Shem the Teres Koyanim. That there's a musik of Afrei Shal Yitzchak. It was a little bit of Efer. It wasn't his entire guf. But that little bit of Akhtara was Taka Haktara's carbon. The halah, Reb Chaim says, was a halah of carbon. That means the Haktara, halah was Chilos Haktara. The Haktara was a Haktara of carbon. It wasn't stam. He got burnt. And the Eibishter says, wow, it made a Nachas Ruach by me, I'm going to keep this Efer. It's Tzavur Umunach Lefonai. It was a real Haktara that took place by Yitzchak. It's a game changer in terms of understanding the Akeid. Again, the Cheshbon for Reb Chaim is not an easy Reb Chaim. Right? This has Reb Chaim and Sefer vibes. It's not such an easy Reb Chaim, but one thing for sure we take out of this Reb Chaim, a very high level point, and that is that normal we learned that the Akeid never really happened. There was never an Akeid. Avram Avinu almost did it. He was ready to do it. He was prepared to do it. Even after he was told not to do it, he still wanted to do it, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it. There was never a Shechita. There was never a Kabbalah. There was never a Ilacha. There was never a Zrika. There was never, maybe he got burnt a little bit. Nice raid. But there was never a Krova. Reb Chaim was Mechadish. That's not true. The Eibishter told him, Lo Yashana Dibar Devarai. I'm not going to change what I said I'm going to do. If I told you that I, Valeo Lioilo, then it's going to be Niskayim the Valeo Lioilo. And it was Niskayim with the Etzim Halah. How do you take a live person, put him on the Mizbeach, and say you brought a car? Which carbon is it? We're going through all the carbonists. No such mitzvahs in the whole world. It was a chiddush in the hakrova of Yitzchak that taking Yitzchak alive and putting him on the Mizbeach was on some level a kiyum of a haktara, a kiyum of a halah, a halah tchilas haktara. The assumption was, Megate Vaita, the Eibishter told him, Al Tishah Elcha, now don't do shchita v'tasa, we don't do zrika. But Al Kaponim, the etzim v'halel v'yoylo was a kiyum of a hakrovas oila. Yitzchak was brought as a carbon. That's the point. He was brought as a carbon. He was never killed, but he was brought as a carbon. The akedah took place. It's a mefurish Rashi. Umotzo svosai lo yashana. I told you a sick day, and now I'm telling you achse. What do you mean? So that means if there was no shina, that means Avraham Avinu completely whiffed on what the Eibishter was trying to tell him. How could that be? What? Anovi avesus vasmeretzem avada. He got it right. The understanding was bring him as an oila, and he brought him as an oila. You just don't have to do those chalokim of an oila, which is something that you ordinarily would have to do. Either way, it's a very lumdish akachim de gevart, and without question, a paradigm shift in terms of how we understand the, not the sign of the Akedah, but the actual Akedah. How we understand the actual Akedah.